You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth from relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to Change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
So what do I have to be thankful for? Just take a moment. Take a moment. Singing of the goodness of the Lord. Not what we perceive as the badness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Goodness of the Lord. I'm going to tell you what goodness is to me. The goodness of the Lord. My brother Tim died last year at a restaurant. Came back to life because we stood over him and commanded him to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. The 18, we went to a baseball game. I'm talking about first. I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. When Tim was alive, well, we never sat at a baseball game together. But yesterday, because my father raised him from the dead, we was able to go to a baseball game. And I sat beside him, he sat beside me, and we just talked. We'd never done that before, going to a baseball game. So my father allowed him to live so that he could come back and share the goodness of the Lord. Come on, man. Can I talk about the goodness? My wife goes over to my daughter's house. And see, alcoholism runs in our family. It got stopped. We commanded it to cease because we're not going by old bloodline. We're going by the DNA of our father. So my wife goes over to my daughter's house. Because see, this is what I do. Write this down. Well, put it in your head. When God gives us a blessing, our job is to receive it. And I tell you over and over again, you don't have to do this, just receive it. So we prayed over her for a while. Say a while. But the goodness of the Lord. So I called Curly over, Mom, come over, come over. She goes in the refrigerator and pulls out 9 ounces of wine. Say wine. It wasn't holy wine either. No, sir. And she walks over to the sink and starts to pour. Starts to pour. Starts to pour. But see, every piece of wine she's pulling in the drain, God is pulling new wine into her. So if you wonder why she worshiped different, you wonder why she act different, because every bottle she was pulling in the drain, he was pulling in her. But it took years. But she called mom so mom could see it. See, that's what I'm talking about, the goodness of the Lord. Months ago, y'all didn't know about this. Months ago, my wife was there. In intense pain. But she came to church every Sunday. You didn't know. She would have to get up and leave because the intense pain of sciatic nerve. We would have to spoon at night in the bed because I would pray her to sleep in the spirit. And when I heard her sleep, I could go to sleep. But I came to church because, you see, it wasn't my father doing it. My father told her what to do so it could leave. Months, it went on and on and on. So she went to the doctor. Doctor said, sciatic nerve, got to release some weight. And she looked at the doctor and said, that's all you need to tell me. I just need a name and what to do. He said, I like your attitude. So I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. So see, the enemy knows if he can attack the head, the rest of the body is going to fall. So I got that going on with my wife. I got my daughter and her husband dealing with the baby, miscarriage. Then I got my daughter in New York dealing with coronavirus, two grandkids. But I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. Not one of them died. Not one of them died. See, that's good. The goodness of the Lord. Not one of them died. See, so I don't know what book you look at or how you gauge him. But no matter what you went through, you're still here. Some people can't say that. Porter, some people can't say that. Because they succumbed to what came after them. And they went to another religion, but there's only one. Because there's only one guy that died for me. And he rose, came back, and then came on the inside. See, I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. There's not a situation or circumstance that you're facing today that he doesn't already. See, he paid it all. He paid the price. He paid for yesterday, today. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. 30, 40, 100,000 years from now. No. And we're included in it. But will you be a part of? But what? How good has God been to you? Or when you bring up stuff, bring up everything that's wrong. Were you good enough to be able to enter into life? Have you asked him for his wisdom? Father, how do I deal with this? Matter of fact, he said, I tell you what, I'm going to go and sit beside the Father. That's what Jesus said. But I'm going to be up there interceding for us. But he said, I'm going to send you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and he's going to take the things of God and going to show it to you. So if you want to know how to do something, the Holy Spirit is going to tell you. But I don't like how he talk. But he's still good. Like what he said, but he's still good. I don't like how long he took, but he's still good. So I'm supposed to be talking about today, who got your permission slip? Well, you see, I got mine. You got yours? Did you take yours back, or you still letting the enemy have your permission slip? Let me tell you, your permission slip. He said in Matthew 18:18, it says, what it said in Matthew 18? Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. See, the Holy Spirit just told me the scripture. I just said, well, what does it say? He said, this is what it says. You follow me? Guys, he's so close to where if I take a step right here, guess who with me? He is. See, goodness is with me. Is goodness with you? How you know? Are you going by what you feel or going by who he is? That's your decision you got to make. What you going to make? I'm telling you, man, this thing is real. So you want to know about living life, because we're talking about who got your permission slip. When's the last time you've been thankful? Well, me and Tim sitting at the game eating popcorn. I'm eating popcorn. He took a little bit. He had some nuts, but I took popcorn. So I'm thanking God for my popcorn, thanking God for my brother, thanking God for my men in Christ. Because, see, these men came a long way. Say long way. Long way. I don't get the calls like I used to get. Amen. Amen. I guess you got to be real. But I'm telling you, man, the goodness of the Lord. When the last time you've been thankful? I mean, did you wake up this morning and say, thank you, God? Thank you, Father. In the bad situations, can you still thank for what's about to happen? Can you thank him before you get ready to go to sleep? Because you talk about you can't sleep at night. Do you thank him for a good night's sleep? So, Father, I thank you for a good night's sleep that I awakened, refreshed, and renewed. I say that before I even go to bed. What's the last time you thanked him for? What's the last thing? I'm giving you time. Because I'm talking about the goodness of the Lord. So if you want to know how to live life, you live life by being thankful. That wife or that husband might not be what you like them to be. Uh-oh. But thank them for what they did right. Amen? Amen? Okay, okay. You're getting quiet now. Y'all were doing amen at first. Getting quiet now. Tell Billy Bob and Sally Joe, I like how you cook this. Or tell Billy Bob, I like how you cut the grass. He might didn't go straight line, but at least it's cut. All right? Can you be thankful for? Thank the child for the fact that they made their bed up this morning. Okay? It might be crooked. Might didn't line up the way we wanted to line up, but the child is alive. See, write this down in here. As long as I'm alive, I can change. Uh-oh. Because when you're dead, you're gone. You're going to glory, going to hell, one way or another, but I like glory. As long as we're alive, we can change. As long as... See, when was the last time you didn't fuss for a whole day? Can you not fuss? Can you not fuss for a whole day? Anybody can raise their hand that did not fuss for a whole day? Amen. Amen. All right. So the other people, y'all got work to do. Just say, Holy Spirit, help me to receive and not fuss today. Because I'm thankful. Then another way that you can live. Y'all can sit down if you want. I'm with you. If you want. I don't know what slide I'm on. The slide not there. It's okay. Because I'm thankful. Man. Thank you, ladies. Worshipers. Then I want to tell you another thing about living the good life. If you want to live a good life, I guess I punch some stuff to share. If you want to live a good life, this is what you got to do. This is a nasty word. Y'all ready? Ready for this nasty word? Ready, Rodden? You got to forgive. How y'all know that? That's a nasty word. But I want to give you an example. I got permission from this client to give you an example. Oh, you want to know what forgiveness looks like? Because how many of y'all know people mad at you? If raise hand, you know people mad at you. You got to forgive them. You ain't do nothing, but you got to give them. People don't like this saying, I'm going to say it. Y'all ready? There's only two times that you need to forgive, when you're right and when you're wrong. Only two times. Pastor. That's what they're going to say, Nicole. They're going to say, Pastor, where you get that from? Jesus hanging on the cross. Say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Did he do anything? He came to save us. So this client saved herself all her life to be a virgin on her wedding night. Fiance cheating around. But she faithful. Their wedding night, she's a virgin. He gives her disease first night. Because he's continuing to cheat. She comes to find out that her family has been involved in this, knows about him doing these things. She finds out, comes in for counsel. Now, how excited you think she is when I said, well, we got to take you through the forgiveness process. How excited you think she was? Some of y'all are not excited because you got the wrong food when you ordered this and you got that. I said, but it's going to take a little while. She received the wisdom of God. She forgave her husband. He continued to cheat. Got to a point where she said, okay, I'm tired of thinking about this. I'm tired of living this. And take me back to where I'm at, okay? But let me show you what unforgiveness looks like. Porter, come on up for a second. Now, Porter, he's right here. Now, Porter, what I need you to do is I need you to walk from right here in a minute. Just turn this way. Okay. From right here to about right where this chair is in a minute. Okay? But Porter, in unforgiveness. Ed, come on up. Who are you? What'd you do to him? Say something that you did to him. Just play with me. Work with me. Y'all give him something. Curse him out. Okay, now you go grab his arm. Grab his arm. Now you behind him. Okay? So he just cursed him out. Come on up, Chris. Yeah, what did Chris do? Stole his money. Okay, Nicole working with you. All right, you grab him. Now, is it... I mean, I want you to grab him, okay? Now, all he has to do is walk from here to here. Okay? What did you do to him? Come on up, young lady. Don't go real on him. Don't go real on him. Grab him. Wait, Nicole, what did she do? She cheated on him. She cheated on him. Okay, give me somebody else. Who else coming up? Come on, Chang. Come on up. What did Chang do to him? He lied to him. He told him he was his friend. All right, Chang, you got to grab Elizabeth right there. Okay? You grab her arm. It's okay. All right, Wayne, come on. You full of muscle. What did Wayne do, Nicole? Say, ooh, that dirty word right there. Okay? All right? You hold Chang. And now, I'm going to show you how easy it is for him to walk without forgiveness. Come on. And just come on over. Is there any hindrance? There's no, so he don't have to forgive anybody. But now, because as soon as it happened, he forgave. Now, this time, he decided, I'm going to hold on to it. Okay? So he got, what is Ed? It cursed him out. What is Chris? Stole his money. What is Elizabeth? Cheated on him. What is Chan? Said something to his wife. Huh? He lied. And Wayne, what did Wayne do? Say something crazy to his wife. Now, Porter, all you got to do is walk over here. Now, Porter, let's just say you forgave Wayne. What did Wayne do? Said something crazy to his wife. All right, is it any easier? All right, Chan, y'all, what did Chan say? He lied. Chan, he forgave you, brother. That's sir. Then Elizabeth, what happened? Cheated on him. Okay, he forgave you. Is it any easier? Okay, all right, he says it's easier. Then what did Chris do? Stole the money. Chris stole big money. All right, go ahead. Then what did Ed do? Cussed him out, but he forgave Ed. Go ahead. See how he walk? Come on over. See how easy that is? So his destiny is right here, but because he's in unforgiveness, he can't get to his destiny. His provision is right here. His love is right here. His insight is right here. His anointing is right here. His peace is right here. But I'd rather be in unforgiveness than to operate in the things that God gave me. Because he never gives us one thing. He always multiplies what he gives us. Amen? Thank you, brother. So anyway, y'all got it? So who did you forgive some people? All right, okay. All right. So back to the lady. Where's my baby? She getting tired of it. So she said, okay, I'm ready for this forgiveness stuff. See, I like how. Because see, when people tell you how they feel, they tell you where they are. See, don't get offended by what people tell you because they tell you where they are. So she decides, she said, okay, I'm ready. So I'm starting to take her through the forgiveness process. She's starting to weep. I mean, real deep weeping. Because, you know, you're not only forgiving your husband, but you're forgiving your family that went in with your husband while he's cheating on you. So now she goes through the forgiveness process. And so the next time she comes back, I always go back and check. I call the person's name. Tell you, shut your eyes, call the person's name. And I say, what do you see? And this time it was only three things. Come back again, call the person's name. This time you don't see it. So she gets a divorce, the son and the dad meets. But see, the dad always take him to the movies because that way I ain't got to talk to my son. You see what I'm saying? So the relationship is strained. But then one day, say one day, the son goes over to dad's house like he always does. The girlfriend not over there this time. Dad falls on the floor in intense pain. Son doesn't know what to do, but he calls the mother. The mother answers the phone, say, well, put your dad on the phone. He say, can you come? Now, what do you think she want to say? Why would she say no? You gave me this. You cheated on me. You did these things. So she comes over. And she said, I got a little flustered for a second. She said, now, do you want me to call your girlfriend? He said, no. Uh-oh. How many of y'all would have said the same thing? Okay, all right. I'm talking about who has your permission slip. So he says, no. can you call the police? I mean, call the ambulance. She calls the ambulance. Now, what did I say about her discerning the dad? Strange. So the ambulance takes her. She goes with her. The son goes up to the hospital room. The ex-wife stays in the car, interceding for the man that did her wrong. She calls her son after a few hours and says, honey, do you want me to come out and I take you home? He said, I'm going to stay right here with my dad until I see him breathing and I see his eyes open. She said, okay, I'm in the car waiting for you. Comes through that night. The next morning, he opens his eyes. He looks at the son. Son has tears running down his eyes. But guess who he wants to see? The ex-wife. When he sees the ex-wife, he begins to cry to the point where he can't talk because he says, after all I've done to you, you stood here and waited for me. And she has seen him since then because now the son and him are close. But every time he sees her, he can't talk because all he can do is cry. Talking about the goodness of the Lord. Talking about the permission slip. So how important is forgiveness? God will avenge you. He will allow the person to see what they did to you. And this is going on for about the last 2 months. No, they're not getting back together because she's free. But he can't talk because every time he sees her, when he can mutter a word, Dale, he says, I can't believe what you just did for me. After all I did to you, you still stood there and saved my life. So you wonder how important forgiveness is? So I gave you two keys to about your permission slip today. Being thankful and forgiving. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for how you took the surface to the place that you always want to take, where we get to see who you are. It's not about me, it's all about you. I'm just so thankful. I'm just listening on the inside. And I'm not going to ask you to come up, but I'm going to ask you to stand up in a minute. For those who need to forgive somebody. So just stand to your feet. And you who are watching, just stand to your feet. I know you might be in your pajamas, but that's all right. Don't let your pajamas hinder your forgiveness. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And all I want you to do is I want you to put that person's name. If you're sitting, standing beside the person, just say the name Little Low. But don't say it in your head. Say it out of your mouth. So repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive and say the person's name for causing me to feel and say how they cause you to feel. Don't whitewash over it. Say it. Caused me to feel disrespected, unappreciated when they did such and such, unloved when they did such and such, not good enough when they did such and such, disappointed when they did such and such. Y'all still got it? But Father, I forfeit my right to hold on to any anger, bitterness, or resentment. I thank you for healing my damaged emotion. I desire to see them the way you see them, through the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, temperance, meekness. Against such, there is no law. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to become the person of God you created me to be. You got them, but I'm in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just shut your eyes for a moment. those who are security, I understand you don't have to shut your... Holy Spirit, what is it that you want to give them in return for what they just gave? They gave you their mess. Gave you their stuff. But you never asked us to do anything without blessing us in return. So it's a still small voice. It's a still quiet voice. What did he give you in return for what you just gave him? And just slip up your hand. Let me see. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Guys, if you wouldn't mind hauling out, then I'll haul it to the mic so that way that people can hear it. Start over on this side. Joy. I gave him stuff and he gave me joy. Love. Peace. Wholeness. A hug. Love. Peace. A new perspective. Pure joy. Not just joy, pure joy. Anybody else? Increase of income. Okay. Me. Uh-oh. So now we gave him stuff and he gave us all that. Did you hear any bad stuff in what he gave us back? Okay, y'all have a seat. Glory to God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you in advance. I thank you for your word cannot return unto you void, but it must prosper in the things wherefore you send it. I thank you in advance that no weapon formed against us will prosper. So for those who are out there and want to know the God that I was just talking about, the relationship that I was just talking about, this is your opportunity. Your opportunity where you can turn and receive the goodness of God. You can receive his rest, his peace, his joy, but most of all, his victory. Because see, that peace is something you can't pay for. But he's the only person who's promised us peace. Let the peace of God is the sticking force that we have. Because see, when you have peace, you have rest. When you have peace, you can make better decisions. So Father, we thank you for this opportunity. And those in the sanctuary are going to pray with me as a form of agreement with those who are praying from what they're seeing. So repeat after me. Father, your word says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I am saved now. I'm born again. I have eternal life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving me the Son, the S-O-N, because I have eternal life. If I was to shut my eyes in a second, use your word says, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Y'all know I want to stop, but I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm going to stop. I give myself permission to go ahead and stop.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.